Thinner by Stephen King, writing as Richard Bachman. Thinner, the old gypsy man with the rotting nose whispers to William Halleck as Halleck and his wife Heidi come out of the courthouse. Just that one word, sent on the wafting, cloying sweetness of his breath.
Thinner.
And before Halleck can jerk away, the old gypsy reaches out and caresses his cheek with one twisted finger. His lips spread open like a wound, showing a few tombstone stumps poking out of his gums. They are black and green. His tongue squirms between them and then slides out to slick his grinning, bitter lips.
Thinner.
This memory came back to Billy Halleck, fittingly enough, as he stood on the scales at 7 in the morning with a towel wrapped around his middle. The good smells of bacon and eggs came up from downstairs. He had to crane forward slightly to read the numbers on the scale. Well, actually, he had to crane forward more than slightly. Actually, he had to crane forward quite a lot. He was a big man. Too big, as Dr. Houston delighted in telling him.
"In case no one ever told you, let me pass you the information," Houston had told him after his last checkup. "A man of your age, income, and habits enters heart attack country at roughly age 38, Billy. You ought to take off some weight."
But this morning there was good news. He was down 3 pounds, from 249 to 246. Well, the scale had actually read 251 the last time he'd had the courage to stand on it and take a good look, but he'd had his pants on, and there had been some change in his pockets, not to mention his key ring and his Swiss Army knife. And the upstairs bathroom scale weighed heavy. He was morally sure of it. As a kid growing up in New York, he'd heard gypsies had the gift of prophecy. Maybe this was the proof. He tried to laugh, and could only raise a small and not very successful smile. It was still too early to laugh about gypsies. Time would pass, and things would come into perspective. He was old enough to know that. But for now he still felt sick to his too large stomach at the thought of gypsies, and hoped heartily he would never see another in his life. From now on, he would pass on the palm reading at parties and stick to the Ouija board. If that. "Billy!" from downstairs.
"Coming."
He dressed, noting with an almost subliminal distress that in spite of the 3 pound drop, the waist of his pants was getting tight again. His waist size was 42 now. He had quit smoking at exactly 12:01 on New Year's Day, but he had paid. Oh boy, had he paid. He went downstairs with his collar open and his tie lying around his neck. Linda, his 14-year-old daughter, was just going out the door in a flirt of skirt and a flip of her ponytail, tied this morning with a sexy velvet ribbon. Her books were under one arm. Two gaudy cheerleaders' pom-poms, purple and white, rustled busily in her other hand.
"Bye, Dad."
"Have a good day, Lynn." He sat down at the table, grabbed the Wall Street Journal. "Lover," Heidi said. "My dear," he said grandly, and turned the journal face down beside the Lazy Susan. She put breakfast in front of him, a steaming mound of scrambled eggs, an English muffin with raisins, 5 strips of crisp, country-style bacon. Good eats. She slipped into the seat opposite him in the breakfast nook and lit a Vantage 100. January and February had been tense. Too many discussions that were only disguised arguments. Too many nights they had finished sleeping back to back. But they had reached the modus vivendi. She had stopped dunning him about his weight, and he had stopped yapping at her about her pack-and-a-half-a-day butt habit. It had made for a decent enough spring. And beyond their own private balance, other good things had happened. Halleck had been promoted, for one. Greeley, Pensley, and Kinder was now Greeley, Pensley, Kinder, and Halleck. Heidi's mother had finally made good on her long-standing threat to move back to Virginia. Linda had at last made JV cheerleaders, and to Billy this was a great blessing. There had been times when he had been sure Lynn's histrionics would drive him into a nervous breakdown. Everything had been going just great. Then the gypsies had come to town.
"Thinner,"
the old gypsy man had said, And what the hell was it with his nose? Syphilis? Cancer? Or something even more terrible like leprosy? And by the way, why can't you just quit it? Why can't you just let it alone? You can't get it off your mind, can you? Heidi said suddenly, so suddenly that Halleck started in his seat. Billy, it was not your fault. The judge said so. I wasn't thinking about that. Then what were you thinking about? The journal, he said. It says housing starts are down again this quarter. Not his fault, right. The judge had said so. Judge Rossington. Carrie to his friends. Friends like me, Halleck thought. Played many a round of golf with old Carrie Rossington, Heidi, as you well know. At our New Year's Eve party 2 years ago, the year I thought about giving up smoking and didn't do it. Who grabbed your oh-so-grabbable tit during the traditional Happy New Year kiss? Guess who? Why, my stars, it was good old Carrie Rossington, as I live and breathe. Yes, good old Carrie Rossington, before whom Billy had argued more than a dozen municipal cases. Good old Carrie Rossington, with whom Billy sometimes played poker down at the club. Good old Carrie Rossington, who hadn't disqualified himself when his good old golfing and poker buddy Billy Halleck... Carrie would sometimes clap him on the back and yell, "How they hanging, Big Bill?" came before him in court, not to argue some point of municipal law, but on a charge of vehicular manslaughter. And when Carrie Rossington did not disqualify himself, who said boo, children? Who in this whole fair town of Fairview was the boo-sayer? Why, nobody. That's who. Nobody said boo. After all, what were they? Nothing but a bunch of filthy gypsies. The sooner they were out of Fairview and headed up the road in their old station wagons with the NRA stickers on the back bumpers, the sooner we saw the rear ends of their home carpentered trailers and camper caps, the better. The sooner, the thinner. Heidi snuffed her cigarette and said, "Shit on your housing starts. I know you better." Billy supposed so, and he supposed she had been thinking about it too. Her face was too pale. She looked her age, 35, and that was rare. They had married very, very young, and he still remembered the traveling salesman who'd come to the door selling vacuum cleaners one day after they had been married 3 years. He had looked at the 22-year-old Heidi Halleck and had asked politely, "Is your mother home, hon?" "Not hurting my appetite any," he said.